One of the things that I've noticed that people do sometimes, and I've been guilty of this myself as well, is they pick a certain moment in time and in the past, usually in history or a certain point of their lives, and they sort of idolize it. They sort of look at it as the greatest time in their life, the time where things were at their best. Maybe for some people it's when they were a kid. They think about the fact that they had friends and they had limited responsibilities and they were able to go outside every day and just play. Other people think about when their kids were small, how it was fun to have small children around and how cute they were and how much fun it was to spend time with their kids every single day. And others look at their youth, look when they were at a time when they were younger and healthier and they didn't have the health problems that they may have now, and their lives were sort of pain-free. But the thing about idolizing the past is that we often sanitize the problems that were already there. What I mean by that is there is no point in history or in our lives where things were perfect, where things were problem and pain-free. But in our memories, we can make it seem like they were. We can make it seem like this was the best time. This is when everything was perfect. We do that sometimes in the Christian faith as well. We look at the New Testament, for example, and we watch the spread of the early church and we admire it in awe. We look at this band of followers of Jesus who had no money, no buildings, no resources, no opportunities because the culture persecuted them, and we stand in awe of the way that they were able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's true, there were a lot of good things that were done in the early church, but as our scripture reading reminds us this morning, things were far from problem-free. One of the things I appreciate about the Apostle Paul, who is a person who wrote our scripture reading today, is that he was a human being just like us. He struggled like us, he sinned like us, he often fell short of the standards that he had for himself and, more importantly, that God had for him. And our scripture reading is such a case. And we can learn what it means to live faithfully in a problem culture, in a world that is often complicated and messy, from the Apostle Paul. You see, in our scripture reading today, the Apostle Paul is writing a letter to this community in Corinth. And this community in Corinth is a church that he originally started. And things between him and this church aren't going so well. You see, the Apostle Paul was very busy starting churches, not in only Corinth, but all across the world. And so once he got things up and running in a particular place, he would go on and start the next church, and the next church, and the next church. But sometimes, like it is happening in the community of Corinth, things would kind of get off track when he wasn't there to keep on top of things. And this is what happened today. And we don't really know what happened, but there's some sort of disagreement, some sort of issue, some sort of conflict between the Apostle Paul and the church he started in Corinth. It's sort of a he said, she said type of thing. You see, the Apostle Paul did something and that offended them, and then he did something else and that offended them even more. So he's trying to reach out and repair the relationship. And as I read our scripture reading today, it made me feel a sense of comfort, because even the Apostle Paul struggled. Even the Apostle Paul, as much as we lift him up and revere him as a father of the faith, which he is, he still had struggles. He still had communities and people that he wasn't able to reach out to. He wasn't able to impact in a meaningful way. And that gave me comfort, because we have that same struggle as well. We struggle at times with other people and other situations. We try our best to put ourselves right with people at our jobs, at our schools, in our homes. But as much as we try, as hard as we work, things are often messy. Things are often complicated. And so what I took from today's scripture reading is this, is that things will always be messy. There will never be a time in life where things are problem-free, and we're always going to have conflicts. But the question that I thought about this week isn't so much on whether or not we're going to have problems and conflicts. We are going to have those. But the question I thought about this week is, what do we stand for in the midst of those conflicts? When we find ourselves in a difficult and messy situation, what are we really all about? Paul ends our scripture reading today saying that for everything he's done and for everything he will do, he will always do it for the sake of Jesus Christ. See, that's what it means to be a Christian. It doesn't mean that we have a problem-free life. It means that we stand up for Jesus no matter what. That we are known both in good times and in bad times for being about Jesus. Some of you know that I was a waiter as I worked my way through seminary. And if you know that I was a waiter, if you've heard me talk about being a waiter, you know also that I wasn't a very good waiter. It's not that I didn't care, and it's not that I didn't try very hard. It's just I wasn't really good at multitasking, and I always was seeming to make mistakes and screw things up. And so most of the time when I was a waiter, I was very afraid because I really needed the job that I had. I couldn't afford not to work at all. And because I wasn't very good, I was always thinking I was just one mistake away from getting fired. And whenever I made a mistake, whenever I upset a customer with an error I made, I would always have to go sheepishly to a manager and tell them what was wrong, what I did wrong. The manager would have to try to fix it, and I would stand back wondering, after they fixed it, were they going to fire me? And I remember one particular occasion. It was a Friday night, and the restaurant that I worked at was a Cajun seafood restaurant. And it was very busy, of course, on Friday nights, and very crowded and very loud. Not only because there were a lot of people, but because we had this big, like, Cajun blues band, you might call it, that went around from table to table and played this really, really loud music. Think like horns and guitars and drums, and they would play a little song for people and they would move on to the next table. Well, I remember it was right when we were super, super busy and super, super packed, and this band was playing really, really loud, that I got a couple who sat down at my table who had never been to our restaurant before. And I remember they looked and they were already kind of confused and they were already upset. And I walked up to them and I said, good evening, and they interrupted me before I could even say another word, and they said, you know what? This restaurant's too loud. We don't like it here. We're leaving. And they got up and they left. And I felt like I had done something wrong. Because again, I always did something wrong when people were upset. So like I was accustomed to, I went to my manager and I told her this couple got really, really upset. They said the restaurant was too loud and they left. And my manager looked at me and said something that I never expected her to say. She said, that's okay. We're a loud restaurant. You see, what I remember in that moment is that manager had identified what the culture of that particular restaurant was. That on a Friday night, that would be a loud, busy place. And not everyone would be happy that it was a loud, busy place, but that was the restaurant that they were going to be. And the reason I tell this story is because I believe that we have to have a similar commitment as Christians. That life is messy, life is complicated, things will not always go easy, we're not always going to get along with people, people are not always going to treat us kindly or well, but we have a choice to make. That are we going to live based on the whims and inclinations of other people, or are we going to stand on principles? Are we going to stand on values? Namely, being about Jesus Christ. The scripture at another point says, let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that if we are going to commit our lives to anything, we need to commit our lives to the wisdom of Jesus Christ. To as much as we can, sharing his values, living the way he taught us to live, and letting the chips fall where they may. You see, people aren't always going to receive us well. We're not always going to get treated fairly or with kindness or justice will not always be done. And yet, the commitment is still the same. This concept reminded me of a quote by Mother Teresa that I want to share with you. And it says, "People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway." I think that's such a beautiful quote and a beautiful reminder about what it means to be a Christian. That what it means to be a Christian is that every day we are making a choice. We are making a choice to commit ourselves to live like Jesus. To consider the ways that He is calling us to live. To consider the things that God teaches us in His Word. And to do those things. And the response we get from others may not always be pleasant. It may not always be positive. And we may not always be treated fairly. But as Mother Teresa puts it, and as the Apostle Paul lived it, it's not really between us and other people anyway. It's between us and God. It's about us committing to a God who is committed to us. It's about loving others because God has loved us first. So may you find the courage and wisdom to be about one thing in a messy and complicated world. To be about Jesus. To be about knowing that He loves us and forgives us and calls us to share that love with a hurting world. Let us pray. Holy God, we give You thanks for the love of Jesus Christ that we experience today in all the days of our life. Help us not be distracted and not be discouraged by the messiness of life, but help us commit ourselves to being about the person of Jesus Christ, the person who gave His life for us, and the person who now lives in us. And it's in His holy name we pray. Amen.